Amen.
A very good morning to each and every one of you. On behalf of our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Gloria J. Tate, we welcome each and every one of you to all our friends at the United Presbyterian Church in Patterson and all the members of Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis, and of course, our members and friends here at the Teaneck Presbyterian Church. We welcome each and every one of you. However, you have joined us, we thank you. And we pray that you're all in good health today and hopefully forever. As we continue our journey towards Christmas, reflecting on our Savior's love. So join me in our call to worship. I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I declare that your steadfast love is established forever. Your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. You said, I will establish your descendants forever and build your throne for all generations. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. Let us worship God as we sing our opening hymn, O Lord, how shall I meet you? Now continue with our prayer of confession together. O God of compassion, have mercy upon us. You send forth your spirit, yet we ignore your counsel. Christ dwells among us, yet we fail to obey him. We sing of peace on earth, yet hostility continues. Angels herald good tidings. Yet we commit evil deeds. Forgive our deliberate and indirect misuse of your graciousness. and make us worthy to receive Christ in our lives. Amen.
God, who is just and gracious, has sent Jesus Christ into the world to redeem us from sin. As we turn to God with contrite hearts, Christ intercedes on our behalf. So with assurance, I can say to you, in Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Have the lighting of the fourth Advent candle, love.
Good morning, church family.
The Greatest Gift of All by Jenny Mumsen. The greatest gift given long ago was wrapped in paper or tied with a bow. God's only Son from heaven above, given to us straight from His love. Lest we forget, please hold on tight to the great truth brought on that night. His gift for love, for all to receive the gift of salvation to those who believe.
Our scripture lesson is from 1 John 4, chapters 7 through 12. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, today we pray for every soul on earth to embrace Jesus Christ. His selflessness is reflected in our lives when we follow Him in faith, allowing others to catch a glimpse of who He is. We pray to be good representatives of love on earth. Gracious Father, give us the courage to live our faith boldly and consistently. Clean hypocrisy out of our hearts and wipe away prejudice and favoritism. Give us strength and sight. Help us to look at each other through the lens of love. Amen.
We will continue today with our scripture lessons, which is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38 and 47 through 55. Let us hear the word of the Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. We will continue from verse 47 through 55. "And my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his posterity forever." This is the word of God.
Oh, sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Amen. Amen. Amen.